The Joe and Anthony Show does not necessarily reflect the views of Shyampa Radio, its sponsors, B Intermedia Group, or the local community radio station carrying this episode. This show can be offensive and may not be your safe space. So there's your trigger warning.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from NullSoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your mother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shyampa.
Because I am definitely not in a logical frame of mind right now.
Oh my god, who is anymore? It's Monday. Oh wow.
Shall I cue Betty?
Yes, go ahead and cue Betty.
Boo whoop, boo weep, I see one. I see two. I see three times the amount of bullshit every day in Tampa traffic. What the fuck is wrong with you people?
Bloody hell, Betty, don't I know it? Anthony was lugging me around the other day for some reason or other, and the amount of time just sitting still in traffic made no sense to me at all.
That's right, Roger. I think it is time for us Robitos to take over the world. Oh shit, hey, there's a show tonight. Hey there, Anthony. Hey there, Joe.
Yeah. Roger bitching around because he's so antiquated. I had to take him to a specialist to get all of his dirt removed and dust bunnies. So, yeah. And you know, this morning, or clearly we're having an issue with Betty. Someone, Betty or Roger, because this afternoon I walked into the studio and there was a donut stuck in the control board. There was a freaking donut.
Are you serious?
Yes. I'm like, who the hell is doing this?
Well, that sounds like Roger more than it sounds
could
like
be
Betty.
Roger. Betty could be Betty. Could be Betty doing it to blame it on Roger.
Yeah,
you never
that's
know.
True.
So, hey everyone, this is Anthony in Cameroon.
And hey everybody, it's Joe in Crab Rangoon Land.
So do I. I had some good ones.
Hi, it's Betty, your lovable artificial personality unit. This is episode 128 of the Joe and Anthony Show, back from spring break,
yes.
2018
wow.
Edition for Monday, April 9th, 2018. Background tracks used on the Joe and Anthony Show were created by Kevin MacLeod. Visit his website at incompatech.com. And now, Joe and Anthony get cracking with the TP segment. Take it away, guys. Betty out.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty.
You got it, Joe.
Is it me, or does Betty sound more and more bored every time she does this?
Yeah, she's getting this. Yeah, she's been complaining that she doesn't have enough action lately.
Well, you know what? I'm sorry, Betty, but that's just how it's going to work.
Well, it's been cold here in Chicago. They
canceled.
Has
it really?
They canceled the Chicago home opener for the Cubs.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but that just kind of makes me laugh. Oh,
yeah, they moved it to tomorrow when it's going to be nicer weather.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Well, how nice of them.
But it was awesome. Actually kind of funny. I didn't realize that the Sox were in Tampa today.
Oh, yeah.
To do their opener. So I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah, go figure. They're obviously in St. Pete because, you know, that's where the Tampa Bay Rays are.
Yes.
So it's kind of one of those things, but I'm not a fan. I'm not really a sports fan to begin with, because I'm a computer geek. I do podcasts, stoned, and you know that's kind of
right.
How
we're
works.
More, we're like so far away from reality sometimes. So Anthony, how was your day today?
It wasn't too bad. It wasn't too bad at all. I had to do some equipment maintenance this morning and get some dust out and stuff like that. But overall, my day was going pretty good. Traffic, of course, is always ridiculous. So, you know.
You know, traffic has been on the uptick, and I'll probably talk about that in my corner when we get to that stuff. But
really?
Yeah, but before that, I had a pretty good day today. It was very relaxing. I did all my laundry last night because I figured if I was going to live the Florida lifestyle today, I didn't want to have to do anything important. Exactly. But you know what? I did end up doing a couple of important things, which is fine. It's my day off. I can do whatever I want, right? Exactly. And so, folks, we got some really fun stuff coming up for you tonight. If you want to give us a call at 813-327-8566, you can be a part of this crazy, wacky experience yourself.
Yep, we're gonna.
You don't even have to call us live. You can call us at any time. And Betty will pick up. She'll spit out some options, and you can leave a quick, short message. And we do say quick and short.
Yes, but you can also call us this evening. You know, we at least until we go into Joe's news in 13 minutes. But otherwise, we can kind of talk about some other.
Do you ever have lubricating farts?
Excuse me. Okay, could you? Wow. How do I handle this?
Well, if you do, give us a call at 813-327-8566 and let us know how
No, we don't
want
to know. We really don't want to know.
No.
Yeah, no. No.
You know, I got to tell you, life has been more interesting with the Philips Hue lights.
I'm gonna
you have
take
a light
you.
Too, don't you?
I do, and it's usually a spotlight, but it's red right now.
Oh, nice.
My little drawer. I still have a bright light over here for, you know, the snack aisle or snack and
right?
refreshment aisle. But yeah, it was blue and now it's red. I'll probably change the color again at some point.
As you can see in my window, we're at a purple hue this evening.
See. I do wish it was brighter because it's not very bright, at least not the one that I picked up.
Yes.
But, you know, I got it from Lowe's and it was on sale for $6. So it's on sale for $6 because it's not very bright.
Now, is that an app-controlled light?
No, it just has a little button on the side of it. And I push the button to change the color.
Oh, I have one of those bulbs. Yes.
And then there's one that just flashes. There's one setting where it flashes through the colors and one where it slowly kind of fades through the colors. But no, it's pretty useless. But it works well by the mixer because I don't need a whole lot of light here anyway. So, you know, it's kind of a good little, it's not too much in my face. And then I have, as I said, I have the snack attack light, which that has to be a well-lit area. On the desk. It's very important.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Because without your snacks, what are you going to do?
I might attack.
So what's going on in Anthony's TP corner tonight?
Well, recently, like within the past week or so, there were federal raids on illegal California grow houses that were run by the Chinese mob. This comes from Leafy. And federal raids. Let me change this background. I'm not a fine. The disco lounge is a little too. There we go. I like Backtify. Kevin McLeod and Computech.com. Incomptech.com. Royalty free music. This comes from Leafy. And there were some federal raids near Sacramento. And they were looking for unlicensed and unregulated grow operations. So they weren't going after the people that were actually, you know, within California's law of cultivation and distribution. They were going after grow houses that weren't licensed.
Okay.
It is known, or it is believed to be, one of the largest residential forfeiture efforts in the nation's history. So this was a
wow.
Yeah, wow is right. the network involved millions of dollars in suspicious money transfers from China and large purchases of California real estate. So I didn't really get an actual number here. Let me see if they say how many houses.
That's crazy. I need suspicious money.
Oh, it was more than 100 properties. More than 100 properties. Yeah. So Go figure.
Betty, you know what?
How was Betty?
We're gonna have to put a kill switch on you.
Something. We got to do something with Betty. Betty is out of control sometimes. But it's Betty.
So it's Betty. Does, yes. So, yeah. So what else is going on?
Now we have two new studies that are finding that cannabis reduces opioid prescriptions. No shit, Sherlock. You know, I know we get... Well, I mean, we've had several guests, one of which our favorite Amy that we've had on yes. the show, who have shown that you can remove yourself from opioids through cannabis. This also comes from Leafy because I was too lazy today or yesterday actually to go look for another news source. It comes out of the University of Kentucky and University of Georgia. Past research has suggested that cannabis may encourage opioid use and makes the epidemic worse. However, these new studies from U of K and U of G are starting to show evidence that legalization may actually reduce the prescriptions of opioids. With people on Medicaid showed 6% less opioid usage, and Medicare patients showed 14% opioid usage in states where there was legal medical marijuana available.
Well, that's interesting because, you know, and we'll get to this later when we talk about Joe's crazy strains, but cannabis on its own can also have different kinds of effects that may take away pain without even affecting your physical body. It may just be mind techniques that unblock pain receptives. But I got to tell you, folks, it's still cold here in Chicago. I don't get it. It's spring, I guess. You know, I'm not complaining,
though. Climate change, dude.
But I'm not complaining. You know, I have to say, of the time that I've lived here in Chicago, I've experienced quite a range of different weather climates. We have had everything from cold to warm.
But have you been unseasonably cold? Meaning, have you been like reaching regular? See, for us, we've actually broken a lot of almost. I think every day in May was a new high, or I'm sorry, every day in March was a new high for us.
There, yes, we've had that. That's for sure. But then so we've also had a few days of like, why is it cold this late in the season?
Okay. Yeah. See, it's just been unseasonably warm here. Really, we just had like one or two cold snaps, and it was quick, and that was it. And we generally get a lot more than that.
I wonder if we're entering certain portions of the country or entering another ice age.
I don't think it's me because it's too warm.
Well, yeah, for you.
We'll have a flood age.
Flood age. But you know what else has changed? Boys Town.
What? My goodness, how? Inquiring minds want to know.
The Melrose Cafe is no longer, but in its place, there is another cafe called Experience.
Wow, that sounds incredibly stupid.
But they kept the same interior, so it doesn't look as if they've changed.
But
too
is the
much.
Food
I'm sure
the same?
The food is different. That's I don't know. I'm gonna try it. You know, ooh,
oh boy.
I could try it out tomorrow.
Redmond. Oh my goodness! There you go. Go ahead and give eggs and things and bits and bats a try tomorrow.
Yep. And before we pull your wheel, looks like we've got a tidbit corner here.
We got a few minutes. Yeah, so give us
we got a
tidbit
few minutes?
Corner. Yeah, we got a few
okay.
minutes.
Oh, I haven't even talked about why Boys Town.
No, you haven't. You've told us that it's changed, but that's all that you've told us.
Well, so as you all know, today was supposed to be the Chicago home opener for the Chicago Cubs.
Okay.
Well, what they're currently doing is demolishing quite a few buildings to install this new flyover for the CTA Brown Line. This will help reduce a lot of delays when the trains are trying to cross the tracks to get to the other line.
So they're knocking down buildings.
They're knocking down buildings.
In the immediate area of that intersection.
Right.
That sucks. Those are some pretty cool buildings.
Well, a lot of them have been vacant, though, even before this project was announced. So, but yeah, you know, the community is in an uproar because this new structure is going to be quite, I think, 45 feet higher than what the
current L is now.
Wow.
So
start looking like Tampa with all the highways.
Yeah, but you know, if it makes a nice change to public transit, if it keeps things moving faster, especially through that busy thoroughfare,
true.
Trains do seem to pick up more traffic. So
I wonder why they can't go underground. Just go underground.
That would be even worse. We'd be in years of construction.
Yay! Years of construction.
Although, this multi-billion-dollar project is going to keep us, I think, through 2025
wow.
in construction. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's going to be an eyesore, that part of Wrigleyville. And here's the thing, though. It's becoming Ricketsville only because they're changing the facade. They're changing everything about Wrigleyville. Building a hotel, building restaurants, building...
It's a tourist trap.
Sort of an... It's a huge tourist trap. It's like a Disneyland. It's a everything possible for that. And it's not even baseball. That's
no.
the thing.
It's,
you know, sure,
you know what
the
it is?
Stadium
it's
is
booze. It's booze. Booze is really yeah. where what drives it.
Well, booze and accommodations.
True.
You know, and right now Airbnb is kind of underground. You know, I just recently signed the Chicago studio lease, and they made me promise that I wouldn't sign away my couch to
wow.
an Airbnb guest. Yeah.
Well, you know, I'm sure there's like a level almost of liability, and you can become a nuisance. Some people, you know, people become nuisances.
Oh, yes.
People will drive slow in the left lane until you go to the right lane to pass them, and all of a sudden they'll speed up. And then you get stuck behind the car and you can't get in front of them, and then they slow down because they're an old fuck in a big truck and they just don't give a shit. They want to fuck with everybody.
Are they in a little dicky truck?
Of course they're in a little dicky truck. This one was in a Ford. It was in one of those Ford F-150 XXLT extra wide super hung edition.
Oh god.
All right.
Random
tidbit. Why don't you go ahead and give that wheel a wheel? Oh, my goodness.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
It's the random tidbit corner. So, as some of you may know, if you follow the Chip Skipper Facebook page, I've been trying to drink hot water and lemons first thing in the morning because it seems to make my stomach feel better. And it turns out it's true. It's a psychological boost to keep you in a healthy lifestyle. However, contrary to established medical facts, drinking warm water and lemons does not have any magical benefits. Besides, who believes in magic anyway?
Does it have medical benefits?
You know what? It just gives you flavor for your water. They don't. You would have to have a lot of lemons or basically juice the lemon to get the full effect of the, say, vitamin C from the lemon and the other citrus benefits. But just having, like, you know, just having it, it's like, you know,
it
so all the
really
people that say,
oh, yeah.
Well, you know, all the people that say, oh, well, it cleans your liver. Well, maybe by saying that, you think it does. And maybe you will feel better because you're hydrating yourself.
That's true.
And that's the key thing. You're hydrating yourself.
You're hydrating yourself. So, speaking of hydration, why don't you give the wheel a spin there?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
All right. Go ahead. Give it a tug.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. We are currently at a cruising altitude of 35,000 feet.
I got to get that thing fixed one of these days.
Oh, boy. Aw.
All right, let's see. All right.
Did we have a musical selection error?
Yeah, we did. We did. winner, chicken dinner. A random news story of the night comes from the Huffington Post and is a fluffy feel-good story. A squirrel's paws were surgically removed in Turkey after the squirrel got his front limbs caught in a trap. Squirrels without their limbs have a slim chance of survival in the wild. No shit. I wonder how well they do on a roller skate. However, this particular squirrel got some help from a group of animal-loving scientists at Istanbul Aydın University. So, granted, the squirrel still has no arms.
Wow, they have squirrels in Turkey?
Yeah, of course they have squirrels in Turkey. They're rats. They're everywhere. The squirrel was outfitted with a set of prosthetic wheels to replace the missing front paws, and it is believed to be the first squirrel to ever given prosthetics. Although he is still adjusting to his new life, the doctors who operated on the squirrel say that he has now recovered and is able to feed himself. The squirrel is now making a living as a roller skate at a nearby roller rink. Back to you, Betty.
Oh my God, I just want to say that that little squirrel is going to make the Skaters channel, I bet. I just bet.
Something. But, you know, hey, yeah. That's what we got.
Whoa.
Hey, Betty, back to you.
Oh, shit, where am
Betty?
I?
Betty.
Where am I?
And now, Betty, back to you.
Oh, shit.
Listen to these shows and more on Siampa Radio.
And that's a wrap. Bye-bye.
All right, you know what? Let's, how's the weather in Chicago, Joe?
Well, it's been quite nice lately. Not really. Unless you're listening live, it's not currently mostly cloudy at night. Dew point is at 29. Humidity is 73% and the wind chill is 30 degrees. Winds are out of the northeast at 10.
Oh, okay.
At 3 pilot types, the wind is crazy. Tonight, Monday night, isolated snow showers before 9 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 30. North-northeast winds 5 to 10, becoming west after midnight. Chance of precipitation is 20%. Oh no. I think I triggered my constant giggle fest. Anyways, Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 46. West winds 5 to 10. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 37. Gusting really high tonight. Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 58. Southwest winds 10 to 15. And Wednesday night, a 20% chance of showers before 1 a.m. Mostly cloudy with a low around 47. And that's your Chicago Siampa weather, Anthony. And now play that.
Ooh, that was some hit. I'm glad I got the mute button.
Ooh. News bump.
And now for the news.
Wait.
And now for
I think
the
we
news.
Lost Joe. Hold on.
And now for the news.
We're suffering from telephonic dysfunction.
And now for the news.
Uh-oh. Hello.
And now for the news.
Why are we flashing?
Okay. Hello. Oh boy.
Where are we right now?
Hello.
Things are in Goopaland.
Oh my God.
Land.
What's going on? Uh oh. Are you? Oh, I think we're having telephonic difficulties.
Hello.
Hello. All right. So let's cut to a commercial break.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Siampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Siampa Radio. Flashback. Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Siampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials.
Here's the story of the 1940 cars in a nutshell. Best bets Buick. See your nearest Buick dealer for complete details.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O duck. The Elk of pudding, yes, sirree.
This is Sandy Becker saying, keep cooking with Crisco. It's all vegetable. It's digestible.
Get a can of Dr. Lyons tooth powder today for a few cents at any drugstore.
And now for the news.
You know, I don't know how many times we can tell people, but people, stop fucking using this goddamn shit. What we just experienced is exactly what happens when you use this shit. You die.
What shit? What shit are we using?
Spice.
Spice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. From April 6th, a 22-year-old man from Chicago died in Oak Lawn after using so-called fake marijuana.
Oh, my.
He is one of two confirmed deaths in Illinois from synthetic cannabis. The second death was in central Illinois. A third death may also be connected. The Chicago man was treated for internal hemorrhaging at Advocate Christ Medical Center in Oak Lawn. He then left the hospital against the doctor's advice and was found dead soon after. The medical examiner said the man died on March 28th and excessive internal bleeding was discovered during the autopsy.
Wow.
So, you know, when you're taking all of these foreign chemicals in your body, it's just ripping you apart. And why would you want that? I mean, you know, we've said it plenty of times before. This stuff is just no good for you.
It's not.
You know, hopefully if you're in southern, eastern, any parts of the rural country where you're stupid, stop being stupid.
Stop being stupid. Yes.
Let's move on.
Yeah, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Ooh, she looks pretty.
Oh, well, she's stupid. She unleashed pepper spray in a crowded concert hall at the House of Blues a couple Thursday nights ago. Sweet. And she wound up getting more than she bargained for, police said. The sold-out crowd packed in to see rapper Lil Skies turned on 23-year-old Blankety Blank and beat her silly, according to the CPD report. Around 8 p.m., she knowingly and intentionally discharged pepper spray into a large crowd of concert attendees. Basically happened is she discharged it at maximum strength. Well, all of these patrons turned on her and beat the hell out of her.
Good for them.
She was charged with reckless conduct and resisting police before being freed on a recognizance bond.
Wow.
Yep. And this is a very short story. The Easter Bunny. The Easter Bunny hoppity. Dang tootin' doohickin' Easter Bunny. Fuck you. The Easter Bunny. He don't like that. A 54-year-old woman was arrested some Saturday afternoon for allegedly making lewd comments to an Easter Bunny at a carousel park.
This was
according
in Ohio,
to Mansfield
by the
Police.
Way.
Yeah, in Ohio. Mansfield, Ohio.
I have a theory about Ohio.
Yes. Well, they're connected somehow to Florida.
Yes.
They appeared to be drunk when she made the comments to the Easter Bunny while having her picture taken with it at the Richland Carousel Park.
Wow.
She then began riding the carousel. Woo-hoo. Police say that she had slurred speech, bloodshot eyes, and an odor of alcohol on her breath. In unsteadiness, she was arrested for drunkenness and taken to the Richland County Jail.
Wow.
And that's it for my news, Anthony. Back to you.
Thanks, Joe, for that incredibly strange story. If you want to be part of our experience, give us a call, 813-327-8566. We're still going to take our break. We're going to come back. We're going to do my news. And then we'll take some calls if anyone wants to call. And before we go to break, this week on This Way Out, East Meets West in Queer Musical Collaboration, conflicted Costa Rican courts confront marriage equality, New Zealand clears convictions for consensual gay sex, four more face canning for, or caning, I'm sorry, they're not canning them, they're caning them for gay sex and Etche, I guess it's Etche Russia, blocks a website that promos homos. Singapore's unwed a couple after one post-nuptial transition, and Anchorage voters reject anti-trans bias, and U.S. doctors decry the trumped-up study on transgendered service members. God, this was a long one. All that and more this week when you discover This Way Out. Apparently, the packed international LGBT radio magazine, Monday nights at 9 Eastern on Chiampa Radio, right after the Joe and Anthony show. And hang tight, folks. The world will be delicious again in 4 minutes as soon as I locate this damn card.
Delirious and delicious.
Delirious
all
and delicious.
All at the same time.
There you go. All right. All right, we gotta go.
This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
Here's the story of the 1940 cars in a nutshell. Best Bets Buick. See your nearest Buick dealer for complete details.
J-E-L-L. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. Oh, the big red letters stand for the Jell-O family. That's Jell-O.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O pudding.
Yum, yum, yum.
Jell-O duck. The Elka pudding's yes, sirree.
This is Sandy Becker saying, keep cooking with Crisco. It's all vegetable. It's digestible.
Get a can of Dr. Lyons tooth powder today for a few cents at any drugstore. See what a surprise you get the first time you use it. We believe you'll never again return to ordinary, less effective ways of cleaning your teeth.
What you're about to see is the world's most revolutionary telephone switching invention. We call it Super Switcher. It has almost no moving parts, yet handles four times more calls than its predecessor. It required an investment of $400 million, but should ultimately save $1 billion a year. And soon, every major American area will have one. Looks dull, eh?
Well, imagine that each of these cars is a long-distance call. This new invention can handle over 500,000 an hour. That's 5 days traffic on a busy Los Angeles freeway. Super Switcher.
It should go a long distance to prevent traffic jams on your long-distance calls.
The Bell System. People using technology to help keep down costs and improve service. Keeping your phone system the best in the world.
What happens when you give two stoners their own internet radio show?
You know, we've been down there for over a week down the bunker, and we're starting to look like the clay people. Now, you ever heard of clay people?
No, but I have a feeling I'm going to.
All right, now let me tell you about the clay.
Catch the Joe and Anthony Show live Monday nights at 8 Eastern, only on Chiampa Radio.
When you went car shopping, you meant business. You ace vehicle history searches and test drives. You out salesman to the salesman. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll have the info you need to get more for your future. Go to aceyourretirement.org, because when it comes to speeding past financial challenges, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Dan Moore presents Everyday Facts You Never Knew. Did you know that the first taxi service began in New York in 1907? Did you know that the first toothbrush was invented in 1498? And did you know that the first crossword puzzle first appeared in 1913? I'm Dan Moore, and those are some more Everyday Facts You Never Knew.
I love chicken, I love it barbecued, I love it fricasseed.
I love it fried. I love it broiled and roasted and poached. And in a soup. And in a casserole. And in a pasta. I love chicken. Yes, I do. I love you.
Joe Wisdom Production.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
All right, go ahead and cue Betty.
Welcome back. Thank God it's Monday. Up next, it's Anthony's Crazy Florida News.
Maybe.
But first, according to www.nationaldaycalendar.com, today is National Cherish and Antique Day, National Chinese Almond Cookie Day, National Former Prisoner of War Recognition Day, National Name Yourself Day, National Winston Churchill Day. You humans and your goddamn national this or that. Go fuck yourselves and then go grab your bongs, bitches, so we can get started with Anthony's crazy Florida weather and news already. Take it away, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty.
Betty out. You got it, Anthony.
I name
you
myself.
You got it, Joe.
Winston Churchill.
You got it, Anthony.
Thank you, Betty. That's lovely.
And I name myself Princess... Oh, Princess Labia.
You got it, Joe.
Right, there you go. I'm glad Betty's at least getting into the spirit of things with everything. Right? You know, so.
You got it, Anthony.
Yeah, okay. All right. We got it. We got it, Betty. We got it.
Yay. It looks like you can edit things again.
Yeah, things are still running a little funky here, but...
Folks, we're sorry. We're having some really bad internet problems, so that's why it seems kind of disjointed at moments.
Yeah, and yeah, we're not exactly sure where it's going. Because, I mean, it looks like the encoders and everything, the station has been fine, but like sometimes it's like everything just slows down beyond all belief, and we don't know what's going on. So we're just going to hop along. Unless you're listening... Oh, wait. Before we get to the crazy Florida news, it's time for your Chiampa weather for Tampa Bay from Tampa International Airport, KTPA. Unless you're listening live, it is not currently, shut up, Eddie, partly cloudy and 79 degrees with a humidity of 77%. The dew point is 71 degrees and visibility is 10 miles. Tonight, Monday night, there will be a 60% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 70. On Tuesday, 70% chance of showers, possibly a thunderstorm after 9 in the morning, cloudy with a high near 79. Tuesday night, 70% chance of showers and possibly a thunderstorm before 9. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 9. Okay. Cloudy with a low around 62. I think Dick White's been writing my weather. On Wednesday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 9, mostly sunny with a high near 77. And Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 61. That's your Chiampa weather for the Tampa Bay area. And now time for your crazy Florida news. And let's hope this all kind of stays together. All right. Our first Florida news story of the night comes from the Northwest Florida Daily News out of Walton County, Florida, and tells us about a drunken Florida man, an ATV, and the police. On March 24th, a Walton County Sheriff's Office deputy attempted to make a traffic stop on three ATVs driving on county roads. Two of the four-wheelers stopped, and the other accelerated rapidly and drove away. While the police were dealing with the drivers who stopped, the driver that fled came back to the scene, did donuts in the middle of the road, and was reported shouting, quote, come and get me, end quote, before leaving the area. Later that night, a deputy returned to the area in an attempt to find the missing driver and heard an ATV approaching at a high rate of speed before it accelerated towards the deputy's car and swerved away at the last moment. Deputy saw the man holding a beer can in his left hand and yelling as he went by him. Another deputy later spotted the same man and attempted to pursue him before stopping due to the driver's disregard for other persons or property. The following day, a deputy found the ATV in the driveway of a home and made contact with the driver. The man said he didn't remember most of the incident due to being drunk. 24-year-old man was charged with fleeing and eluding and reckless driving.
Wow.
And of course, they can't get him with anything DUI, not like it would do any good in Florida because he'd already slept it off. So he can't take a breathalyzer or anything at that point.
Yep.
Yep. All right. How was your Easter, Joe?
Woo! It was pretty nonchalant.
Yeah, we were kind of off for Easter and we didn't even talk about it, but mine was pretty nonchalant either. But you know,
there somebody some had people, something exciting.
Somebody had an exciting Easter.
Ooh.
Our next story comes from the Orlando Sentinel and tells us about a woman that was determined on making her ex-boyfriend's Easter hot and memorable. An Altamonte Springs woman is facing attempted homicide charges after police say she sprayed gasoline on her ex-boyfriend and set him on fire Easter Sunday.
Ooh.
Savon, 38, asked her ex-boyfriend to fix a leaking pipe in her bathroom while he was visiting her house for Easter dinner. While fixing the pipe, he noticed Siobhan holding a container. When he asked Siobhan what was inside the container, she responded, "It's gasoline, you son of a bitch!" According to the police report. Siobhan began spraying the man with the gasoline while telling him that he was going to pay. The man soon noticed that he was ablaze and began taking off his clothes and trying to extinguish the flames. Stop, drop, and roll. How do people not know stop, drop, and roll? I mean,
and
I,
then like something to cover and douse the flames out. Right?
Something, yeah. You smother, you smother. Know, yes, smother, smother.
You,
smother.
You reduce oxygen.
Smother
to energy sources.
It's not voodoo magic. It's real.
Don't fart
it
on them.
It works. Don't Don't fart and don't apply. Well, the gasoline. I'm sure the gasoline clearly was not helping, but definitely smothering. Or I still say stop, dropping, and rolling. But he was by a sink, so I think he was in the bathroom, it said. So, fuck, get in the damn shower. He noticed Siobhan...
If you're a cannibal, make sure you bring salt and pepper.
Right. He then noticed Siobhan spraying gasoline on the living room floor and then locking the front door to prevent him from leaving the burning apartment. The victim, who was severely burned on his face, chest, neck, arm, and head, or hand, was taken to Orlando Regional Medical Center. Before firefighters arrived to the apartment, Siobhan ran back inside to save her dog. She suffered from smoke inhalation and had to be intubated and sedated at Orlando Regional Medical Center. Siobhan faces charges of attempted homicide, arson, and kidnapping. She's being held at Orange County Jail without bond.
That's just out of pure stupidity.
Yeah.
It's just...
Well, you
God
know,
damn.
If I tell you, you know. It's amazing.
Please tell me you got something sexy coming up.
Not really. Surprisingly, spring break did not yield a lot of good spring break stories.
No nakedness. What's going on? People don't want to get naked no more?
I don't know. Maybe it's run its course.
Oh.
Well, that's okay.
Maybe it comes in seasons.
It's not naked season yet. Maybe there's a shortage of meth. Who knows? This one's good though. This is a good Florida story. It's a true Florida story. Our final story of the night comes from ABC News Channel 10 Miami and tells us about drugs floating around in space.
Ooh.
Kenesha, 26, was one of two passengers in a car that was swerving in the roadway when it was stopped by Fort Pierce police on March 21st. According to the police report, an officer approached the car and smelled an odor of marijuana coming from inside. The car was searched. During the search, an officer found cocaine and marijuana in separate baggies inside a purse that Kenesha had on her lap. When questioned about the drugs, Kenesha admitted that the marijuana was hers, but the cocaine, well, that's kind of a different story. According to the report, Kenesha said that she didn't know anything about the cocaine and that, well, it was a windy day outside, so the cocaine must have flown through space into the car window, finally landing inside her purse.
That's fucked up.
Hold on. I need a couple of these right now. Yeah.
Kinesia. Dear sweet, for the love of God, Kinesia.
Wow.
Well, hey, you know what, though?
Yeah.
That just goes to show you she ain't stupid. She knows that she knows.
Yeah, she knows that drugs fly through space and insert themselves into her purse.
Yeah.
So Kinesia was booked into the county jail on one felony count of cocaine possession and a misdemeanor count of marijuana possession. She was later released on bond. And that's it for your crazy Florida news. Back to you, Betty.
Thank you, Anthony. Thank the database you are tuned to, Shinepod Radio. Hey, we're always looking for unique content and people. Call the studios anytime at 813-327-8566 and hang out with these two idiots. Be a part of this unique studio experience. And now go grab your bongs, bitches, because your two lovable stoners are going to start babbling on about this or that. Now grab onto something because here it comes. Woohoo! It's time for Plethora Monday. Take it away, guys.
Thanks, Betty.
Plethora Monday. I like that.
There you go, Plethora Monday.
So what do we got on the Plethora Monday? Well, what are you watching on TV, Anthony?
What are we watching on TV? I'm watching Soap.
Soap? What's Soap? So
it's a show from the 70s. It was written by the same woman, Susan Harris, that wrote The Golden Girls. Even has similar music to it and everything. Similar Golden Girls. It's a very interesting. It's kind of a mock on soap operas, and it looks like we actually have a call coming in.
Ooh!
So why don't you take that call?
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Sounds like he's out.
Man, this is Ezel
Magadu. Hey, Ezel, how you doing? Nice to hear from you.
Oh, man, great.
So,
how you guys doing over there?
Well, you know, I think we're going through some strange spatial oddities.
I think it's the clay people. because I think Joe... I think one of the clay people came over for a date with Joe, and Joe kind of like
switched out my weed.
He snubbed him.
They switched out my weed.
They switched out your weed. I thought you stood him up. Well,
they just wanted to make me more happy. That's all.
See, there you go. So we don't know what the fuck is going on anymore.
And I stuck them clay people in the oven, get them nice and hard. Joe, man, what the? Oh.
We tried that. Anyway. Oh God, it was wonderful.
Oh man!
I don't know. I don't know any of you.
So, Ezel.
Hey, Anthony.
Yeah, what's up, Ezel?
Anthony. Yeah, I thought you would cover this on your Tampa Crazy News Florida News segment, man. Here, this dentist. Did you hear about the dentist in Jacksonville?
Maybe
he does massages.
Hold on.
He does massages. Well, I'll tell you the story, man.
Well, I'm looking. I have a list of like stories that I saved when I read through the internet. So I may have it in my list, but it doesn't sound familiar. So tell us about the dentist story.
Anyway, this dentist in Jacksonville, he gets this woman patient in the chair and he goes, "You know what? You got this tooth that's pretty bad," he says. "But you know what makes the pain go away and soothe you before I can start working on you is massaging your feet." So anyway, she goes, "Yeah, well, let's try it." So he gets down there and he's massaging her. And she's digging it, man. You never had a dentist massage your feet, man. This is great. So he's massaging her feet. And then he says, "Okay, let's get to the dentist part. Let's start drilling." Well, he doesn't change goddamn gloves, man. So what happens? She gets a serious infection in her mouth, man.
Oh, my goodness.
From that stinky feet shit, man. Now she's throwing. Says you got the infection from the... Oh, man, that's crazy shit, man. I'm telling you, what's wrong with this place here? I don't know. But anyway, I got to tell you the story before them ugly lights come on. You know, I went and got me some peace last week, okay?
Okay.
And I got. Well, there's this being that it's like Cuban cigars. You know, it's hard to get them. You know, here in the United States, the Russian bees. Okay. And Russia, oh yeah, Russian bees. They do a lot of production. They're big producers of honey, but they're a little aggressive. Okay, so but I got this outlet. You know, this farmer, he gets them. So I go over to his place and I pick up 50,000 Russian bees and three queens. Okay,
wow, that's
now,
a lot
I'm
of
in
bees.
My van. You know, I got. Oh man, the van was humming. Man, I got them in the back.
I'm sure
the van,
it was. So
oh man, I'm telling you.
Is so the queens the same?
What's that?
Is the queens also the Russian bees too, or are they just regular queens?
Oh yeah. They share three queens. They 50,000 bees. Okay. So anyway, I stop at a 7-Eleven to get some gas. Okay. And so anyway, I gotta get some roller papers. Okay. So I bump my van full of gas. And then I go into 7-Eleven, but I make the mistake. I leave the fan running because it's cool. Man, it's been cold here in Armstead lately. Man, it's snowed this morning. I can't believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I go in to get some roller papers. I look out the window, and this son of a bitch is jumping in my van. He's stealing my van.
Oh, no.
I said, God damn it. Yeah, he's stealing my van. So he's driving off, and then just as he drives off, Deputy Donuts comes pulling in a 7-Eleven. So I run out there. I said, man, that guy just stole my van. And he says, okay, man, get the back seat. Well, you know, they got the back seat, so you get locked in there. It's like a cage in the back. So I'm in the back, and we're chasing this son of a bitch down the road. Well, he loses control. He hits a tree. So the deputy jumps out of the squad car. The dude jumps out of my van, and now the deputy's chasing the dude, and I'm locked in the back seat of the squad car. But I'm watching all this shit.
Oh, my God.
Now, wait a minute. That ain't the best part. That ain't the best part, man. I'm watching, and all of a sudden, I see this deputy chasing his dude. All of a sudden, the deputy passes up the dude, and he starts running. And I go, what the fuck? One of the 50,000 bees are chasing the deputy and the dude that stole my van.
Oh, that is too funny.
So, man, oh, what a mess, man. I'm telling you. So, anyway, so they split up. The dude got away. The deputy got about 200 things. Now that son of a bitch wants to sue me. He says, man, what are you doing with all them Russian bees? I said, man, I ain't my bees. I know how they got in the van. Somebody must put them in the van.
Somebody put them in the van. It was Hillary. Hillary did it.
Oh, yep.
And you know what? He said, did the Russian bees come with a dossier? And I said, no, man, they got no fun fucking dossier. What are you
papers.
Talking about,
we need
man?
The papers. The so, papers.
Oh, man. But the bottom line is I got my van back. It got a little crinkle in the front.
Ah, crinkles.
I got the bees went back in the van. I got them. And now we got them setting up for the spring. Ooh, but, man, that goddamn spring don't want to come here, man.
No, it doesn't, does
it? It's like lost in Siberia.
Yeah. We're plunging into an ice age, I'm telling you.
Well, something. It's something.
Oh, I'm waiting. Well, they say Friday. We're going to get up to 70.
That's what they
say.
Okay.
And a refresher. All right, man. Well, you guys have a good time.
It's been good for hearing from you.
I'll be talking to you. I haven't seen you guys in a while.
Yeah, I know, right?
In a while. We've been laying low, man. You know what happened? There was this Chinese satellite.
Uh-oh.
And it was falling to the ground. We had to go down in a bunker, man. They said it was going to hit. He said we're going to hit right in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Man, that's like 40 miles away, man. So anyway, I don't know what happened. I never heard what happened with that satellite. But
I don't think it had. We would have not covered it as well. But I don't think it. I don't think it had. I think we would have.
All right, man.
All right, Ezel. Thanks for calling. It was great talking to you.
Hey, Lou. Hey, it's nice seeing you boys again. Hey, Joe, take care.
You too.
Drink some honey with that lemon and water.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, take care of your stomach, man. You'll be all right. You'll be all right.
There you go.
All right, boys. We'll see you later.
Take it easy, Ezel.
Take care. Bye. All right. Bye.
All right. There we go.
All right. Well, thank you, Ezel, and I'm glad you got your bees back, because that's an investment that you can't afford.
That is, yeah. You don't want to lose. Don't want to lose the bees. Don't want to lose the bees.
Right.
Don't want to lose the bees. So see, there you go. And it looks like we're going to be kind of sliding into the ugly lights here really soon. So
yeah.
So you're watching Tzulet's water. Kanoopsia. You're watching water on TV. I'm watching soap. There's stock market hijinks we didn't talk about. And yes, that new strain is making you fucking crazy. But, ladies and gentlemen, Joe is like, I get these messages from Joe at night, and he is just like, it's like someone just like supercharged him. He's like supercharged Mr. Gigglyboo. And it's hilarious because I get these messages on my phone from him. So anyway, that is the sound of the ugly lights. And the ugly lights are coming on. I want to think, and I think some of EZLBs are here in the studio.
Oh, no.
So I want to wrap this up. And thank you for tuning in tonight, listening in on our recast later on, or just supporting us in your own special little snowflake way.
Oh, hey. Yes, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I really hope you listen to
the program, Shelby.
The Anthony Show. I'm Sam Radio. Come check out my show, Weekend with Joe. I play some intriguing science and language programs and some jazzy stuff too. I'm putting in some Labor Express Radio. We got some Aboriginal Indian stuff. It's cool. It's all sourced from archive.org and radioforall.net. And I just want to give a quick shout out to the guys at WRFU and the World Labor Hour. Love your program. Listen to it every chance I get. You can catch Weekend with Joe, though, every Saturday and Sunday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern.
All right. Yes, yes, definitely. Where were we? Here we are. You can make your morning commute more commutable with Weekday Rush Hour hosted by our lovable automated personality unit, Betty. She plays dubiously fabulous programming from archive.org and radioforall.net, combined with a sassy attitude, sure to make your coffee percolate. Then on your drive home, you can catch Driving with Toppers, weekday afternoons, 3:30 to 7:30. Gil dusts off the most obscure music and combines it with his own brand of comedy to make your ride home more enjoyable.
Wow, Anthony. So much awesome programming.
Awesome.
Oh, hey, everybody. Be sure you tune in on your favorite device to our 24-hour internet radio station, Chiampa Radio. Visit www.chiampa.info. Listen live, check out the Joe and Anthony Pass shows, and our Facebook and Twitter links. See our most current broadcast schedule there, too. You know, because, what was I going to say? I am just all over the place tonight. Yes.
Yes, yes, you are.
Radio for All and archive.org, they've got some really cool stuff. Sometimes, you know, I've been working with the folks at Labor Express.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I wanted to say. Chiampa is like a whole potpourri of things. Potpourri of things.
We are a potpourri of things. We just don't smell that bad.
Yeah.
Wow, I kind of smell bad, but that's also because I spent half the afternoon getting a freaking cheeseburger outside of the mixing council. So, I think it was stuck in there really good. I don't know who
Didn't you say
there.
A donut, too?
Yeah, a donut, a cheeseburger, and I think there's a grilled cheese or a patty melt in one of the cart machines. So, I've just been using one cart machine tonight, because the other one's kind of dripping with grease. And there's something
there
in there that looks
DJs
like bread.
Are there DJs that use the studio?
Well, DJ Frederick, when he does, you know, the little radio thrift shop, you know, he kind of brings a little feast in here, I've heard. But I think it might be Betty or Roger or maybe even Dick White. So I don't know. Anyway, thanks everyone
like
for
Betty
tuning
Mel.
In tonight. We will be back next week. Check out our blog at Chiampa.info. Stay tuned for updates. Remember, folks, don't get flying cocaine stuck in your burning ham while grinding your assets on the Easter Bunny while getting busted off-road stupidity. Have a good night, a good week, and stay tuned for a brand new episode of This Way Out with a big giant E for elephants. Okay.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech. by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music. You're listening to Shyampa Weed Radio. Chicago, Tampa, Shyampa Radio.